Booming song and prayer filled a small church in Roxbury yesterday as Simba Martin was laid to rest the day after he would have turned 22. Martin was one of the four people shot dead in Mattapan last week. Today, the neighborhood will mourn two more victims, Martin's girlfriend, 21-year-old Ayanna Flannery, and her 2-year-old son. It's the senseless killing of the toddler, Amani, that's left this community anguished and has sent waves of outrage throughout Boston. Outrage that was audible in Boston Mayor Thomas Menino's comments on the day of the murders.
We'll continue to take action on our impact players, the mental health issues, anger, and no regard for life, their own or others.
Identifying and targeting the city's so-called impact players is one goal of Mayor Menino's in his battle against urban violence. But it's the sole mission of a group of street workers, privately employed by the nonprofit Boston Foundation as part of an initiative called Street Safe Boston. The initiative is headed by Robert Lewis Jr., junior to his friends. And no one talks more passionately about the need to target this small group of high-risk young people than Lewis.
1% of the 16 to 24-year-old population is responsible for 50% of the high-impact crime. Murders, shootings, and aggravated assaults. 80% of the high-impact crimes happens in about 1.5 square miles of our city, the Blue Hill spine. Less than 4% of the total mass of our city.
It's this disproportionately violent stretch of Blue Hill Avenue where the Street Safe Initiative deploys its 20 street workers. It was just off Blue Hill Avenue on Wilson Street in Mattapan that police came upon the grisly murder scene last week. Not long ago, we spent an evening with Lewis driving that 1.5 mile stretch. We stopped first at O'Day Park in the South End for a glimpse into the world that many of the city's young people are growing up in.
Take a look behind you. Every day, this situation gets worse and worse.
That's Boston Police Officer George Diaz, who met us on a stretch of pavement next to an empty jungle gym.
Right now, this is actually calm because the weather's a little dark right now. But if the weather wasn't dark, you'd see a couple of fights over here. You'd see somebody over there possibly smoking crack. You'd have to deal with all the gang members just to get into the park. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, we had 5 or 6 guys who were, you know, being looking, you know, they're looking to kill, sitting inside the playground right there that we have to toss out. We end up blocking up 4 of them just for trespassing to get them out of there. All right?
O'Day Park is flanked on either side by big brick housing developments. Diaz says the result is that the park often serves as a battleground for young people from the two sometimes warring developments. Diaz doesn't sugarcoat the situation. He seems youthful with his lanky frame and baby face, but he's been working as a community service police officer here for 15 years, and it's taken its toll.
I've developed anxiety over the years. I take medication.
It's an unexpected revelation from an unconventional cop, one who says he feels like he's failed whenever he uses his handcuffs.
Every time that I put these on somebody, all we're doing is admitting fault in the system. Because somewhere along the way, that child or that person asked for help and somebody chose not to help them. All right?
Which is why, the whole time Officer Diaz is talking to us, he's got one arm around a 10-year-old boy who lives in one of the adjacent properties. The boy is hanging on to him. He's hanging on to the boy, hoping he gets to the kid before anyone else does. But Diaz and the rest of the city's police officers can't get to everyone. That's where street workers come in. Of course, they can't get to everyone either. But the weapon they do have that most police don't is street cred. They come from the same neighborhoods as the young people they're working with, the impact players. So they're able to build trust.
You know, I'll come to them if I have a problem. Come to them to try to find out, you know, the alternate route to avoid it or, you know, block it out.
At our next stop, we met Dennis, who seems at the same time both older and younger than his 16 years. The next stop was the Street Safe headquarters in Jamaica Plain, right next to the Bromley Heath housing project and the worn-out basketball court where 14-year-old Jaywan Martin was shot dead back in May. Though Dennis says he hasn't been in trouble for a while, when he needs help, he comes to one of the street workers, Arthur Kitty, because he's comfortable with Arthur.
Yeah, I just, like, been thinking, like, yeah, I need to do something with my life, so I'm going to try to turn around to one of the street workers. And he stood out more to me than anybody else was standing out because he was like, we came from the same background.
Like most street workers, Arthur Kitty has a criminal record and has served time in prison. And so when he gives advice to this new generation of young people on the streets, he's speaking from some very real experience, experience he hopes he can keep them from going through themselves. Kitty says more than anything, he wishes he can give these young people time, that critical moment in which they might clear their heads.
Trying to get one of them to just buy themselves 5 seconds to think in a heated moment, that's the biggest challenge.
So that the decision they make at that moment is the right one and not the wrong one that's going to cause them a lifetime of problems.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know a lot of individuals who are incarcerated for life wish that they could just take back 30 seconds. And I always strive to convey that to them. And also, too, even more important, I believe that there's something that is instilled within us that guides us throughout this thing we call life. I know for me and even for them in conversations, you know, they're like, something told me not to do this. Something told me not to do that. And it's always after the fact. So what I strive to do for myself as well as them, listen to that voice when it first speaks to you. That's something that's embedded within you that hasn't been polluted by the world. I believe that that's there to protect us. And I implore them to listen to that voice. Listen to that gut feeling. Something's telling you don't go down that street. Don't go down that street.
Arthur Kitty and George Diaz and Robert Lewis Jr. all lament the fact that every few days in Boston, a handful of young people still go down that wrong street, as someone did in Mattapan last week. No one has yet been charged with murders in the Mattapan shootings. The challenge now, they say, is creating opportunities and alternatives for the young people who are ready to go down a different street. This week, an honor for the program, Street Safe Boston. It was recognized as one of the nation's bright ideas of 2010 by Harvard's John F. Kennedy School of Government.